so let's let it go.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Oh, jeez.
What website? You're on Facebook.
Oh, dude.
Turn the mics on, man.
Oh, sorry.
I'm looking.
Just getting a little. I was just checking on my timeline here.
Two men on the boards.
I was just checking in on my timeline here.
Two guys on the boards, baby.
Not much going on my timeline.
How's that timeline looking?
Not that good.
We're working on getting that theme song.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll get it eventually.
We'll get it. Chris brought his. I have it on my computer. Would that help? Oh, there we go. Because we talked about cold opens last week a lot. Is that something we want
to
do?
You know, I listened to the whole episode last week, and I don't think I heard one mention of cold opens.
Really?
Yeah.
We kept messing it up, so we had to do a bunch of them in the beginning. You got the hat. It almost fell off.
I didn't even notice.
So do we want to do the cold opens?
I don't know.
I'm a fan, obviously.
What about, like, some real hot opens?
What's a hot open?
When you go, hey.
But then a hot open, we wouldn't even do the song, right? It would just be like, this show is on this app.
Podomatic mobile app. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I kind of like diving in and doing something like a little silly. In the beginning, like maybe we'll get it, like do a stunt.
My favorite thing in the world is hey from you.
What if we do like a stunt?
Me too.
You like that?
I love the hey. It's so Jake.
I like when I kind of do like a stunt.
Like
if I did the alphabet real fast.
Can you though? I bet you wouldn't.
I don't know. I've never tried.
I bet you couldn't.
I bet I'd be able to.
Do the alphabet backwards, really
fast. I can't do that.
That you can't do.
I can't even do it slow.
See, that would be a stunt. Just reading the alphabet.
You gotta get closer to that mic, my man.
You're right, I do.
It's cool because the show hasn't technically started yet.
But just reading the alphabet from A to Z really fast, that's not a stunt. A stunt is like something out of the norm. Like, that's a stunt.
Yeah, but the fast is what makes it out of the norm. Because you usually do it like
you
the
gotta
normal
do it really
tempo.
Fast. Though,
that's what I'm saying. If I were to do the alphabet real fast, I would do it real fast.
I gotta hear it and I gotta go, wow, that's the fastest I've ever heard the alphabet say.
I bet it would be that fast.
Ooh.
What we got?
Little Who?
What do you guys think?
Are you asking me who I am?
No, it's to me because I haven't been on the show in a month.
Oh. Can you pause every 1 second? Hey! And welcome to It's So Nice, So Nice! Billy! Welcome back to the program. New music, music news, reviews, Tom Cruise, Terry Crews.
Slews of Flues.
Ted Cruz. Beto O'Rourke. All right, now do the thing. I, of course, am Jake Domofsky, and for the first time in three, so is this the first time in 4 weeks or the first time in 3 weeks?
Second week of December, I guess, would be the last time.
Yeah, but we took three off. You took three off. So would I say this is the first time in 4 weeks?
I think it's four.
So for the first time in four weeks, Chris Cannavale!
I'm sorry.
For what?
I don't know. I just felt the urge to say sorry.
Dude, you are looking real slick right now with that hair.
Well, listen.
I know, he always looks like he has a man bun.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he looks good.
The reason I put this on is because The Who are planning a new studio album and U.S. tour.
Are they really?
Yeah.
The Who are just the two of them now. It's just Roger and Pete, right?
Yeah, it's just Jack and Meg. And they're going out there. And they're doing it.
Are you a big Who guy? What do you come down on The Who?
I used to really like The Who when I was a younger man. It's been a while since I've given him a shot.
Since you've hooed it up.
Yeah.
He's a new autobiography out, Roger Daltrey.
Oh,
came out like
maybe
three
this is
or four
a book
months
tour.
Ago.
Maybe it's a book tour.
Maybe a book tour. Yeah. It might just be Roger Daltrey like singing his book.
Maybe it's a photo album that he's talking about for the studio album.
Mm.
Just a photo album of the studio.
Of his studio apartment.
Yeah. Huh.
I should come out of the studio.
What's this jar on the table,
by
the way?
That is ginger water with lemon.
For a minute, I thought there was like a fossil or some sort of like ancient species in here.
Oh, like in Jurassic Park?
Yeah, this like a Jurassic.
Like Wayne Knight?
Yeah, like a Wayne Knight. Exactly. It has that kind of look, like the
it does have that kind
the
of
density
a look.
Of the glass.
Mm. Yeah, it's very foggy.
Very foggy.
I'm Jake.
Chris, we know. We heard you say that already.
I know. Sometimes I forget. We have a guest today. Once again, I want everyone to welcome back Chris, me and Chris's English teacher in middle school. He's worked in TV a little bit. He does a lot of fill-in meteorology. He's an accomplished author. He wrote a book about anti-vegetarianism.
Well, should I just play the song?
Yeah, play the song.
Okay.
Five, six, seven.
You are my mother, you are my teacher, Mr. Greenwald, would you sit on my lap, tell me a story of what you'll do to me, don't spare a detail like when you taught Ulysses. Mr. Greenwald is the best teacher.
Welcome to the show, Mr.
I've
Greenwald.
I've never heard that song before. Who wrote that? Is that from the live show?
No, that's...
It's a similar version.
Let me see. That was... No, that's... Yeah, that's Prince. That was a Prince song.
That's a Prince song.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
I've never heard that track before. That was...
a good one, right?
Really touching.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun song.
Thank
you. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be back.
Yeah, man.
We're really happy to have you.
You don't call me always... man, all right? I'm your teacher.
Sorry, sir.
Just because we left the classroom doesn't mean that you stopped referring to me as Mr. Greenwald.
That's true.
Does that mean I get to, you know, do pull pranks on Jake again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, boy, please don't let him pull pranks on me again, Mr. Greenwald.
Do you think I let him pull pranks on you, or do you think he just did it behind my back?
But he just asked and you said yes.
I know, but look, you're not my students anymore. I don't have any obligations to call you
Mr. Greenwald if I'm not your student anymore.
You do, though. When I'm on your show.
Yeah,
you
know, it's out of respect.
It's out of respect.
It's out of respect.
So the audience needs to know who I am.
As long as you teach me one thing during this episode, I'll treat you like a teacher.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Before we get into that, I do have to bring this up.
Okay.
It's a little bit awkward, but I do need to get to the bottom of this. You called me last Saturday. And you were like, "Hey man, you want to come over? You want to come over? We want to bang out some Strokes covers.
Mm.
Nick Valenti's birthday's coming up. Maybe we'll do a little tribute place under the cover of darkness."
Mm.
I said I like playing Reptilia 50 times in a row better, but you insisted we do Under the Cover of Darkness.
It's tough.
I said, "Sure, I'll be over there. I'll grab my guitar." You said doors are unlocked.
Mm.
Just come on in. So I took the train over. Walked up to the front door. It was unlocked. Then I walked up the stairs. I think you live in like the highest floor legally allowed in New York City for occupancy without an elevator, I believe.
Yeah, correct? This is true.
I walked up there and the that door was open again.
Yonkers, right? You live in Yonkers?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And then kind of an interesting scene. This is kind of what I want to break down when I walked into your apartment.
Yeah.
First of all, the floor was soaked. But I don't think that's related to the other stuff. I think that there might just be a separate plumbing issue.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I walked in and you were kind of like tied to a Target.
Mm. Wait, Jake, when you say the floor was soaked, do you mean that it was like waterlogged or are you saying that there was water on the floor?
There was like a lot of puddles of water on the floor. So that's what I'm kind of assuming it's just a plumbing issue.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds,
but I walked in, you were tied to some sort of Target and it seemed like you were spinning around kind of like Brandon Flowers in the Crossfire video.
Mm.
And then across the room, there was, I guess I would describe him as like a Neanderthal man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where, you know, like the other humans where like when the Homo sapiens came around with like the inclination towards violence, they just like killed every other species of human around. And that's kind of why our world is probably so ravaged by war and violence now.
Sure, sure.
There was a Neanderthal man in the room, not alive, obviously.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was maybe stolen from a natural history museum.
Oh, so this was stuffed.
Seems like it. Yeah, it was definitely stuffed. He wasn't moving, but he had, you know how they're usually holding a spear?
Mm-hmm.
He was holding a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a backpack, which I don't think was stolen, because I'm pretty sure that's your backpack.
yeah.
that you put on him, it was filled with knives. And then you on the target were kind of outlined in knives.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, when I walked in, you said, help. And then yeah. I thought you said, hello. So I said, hey, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, no, I said, help. And I said, oh, okay. So then I got you off. And then we just didn't talk about it. We went into your room. You grabbed the keyboard. We pulled up ultimateguitar.com. Pulled up the
tabs, yeah.
Pulled up the They're tab tough. For Undercover of Darkness version 20.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 stars. I said, why don't we use version 1? It's 5 stars. Yeah. You said, no, I like 20. And then we didn't talk about it. We jammed out a couple covers and I left. I really... How did that happen?
I think I know. What happened? Before Mr. Greenwald, you give your side of the story. I think that you should probably check with your neighbors to see if they're having any plumbing issues, because it could be something below your apartment or above your apartment.
There's no one above.
Down and you don't know.
Because trust me, there's no one above, because I walked up one story too high and the alarm started going off immediately.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that. It did.
Some sort of proximity alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened? How did you end up in that situation?
Look, as a teacher, you know, you wouldn't know this. You're not a teacher. But as a teacher, you're always taking your work home with you. You know, you're always trying to come up with new lesson plans and new assignments. And, you know, so what I did was I was kind of coming up with a brand new curriculum on survivalism, you know, survivalist tendencies, how to, you know, cope and deal when abandoned in the wilderness. It doesn't have a lot to do with my English class.
Of course.
But I think there are a lot of great books about the wilderness, you know, such as Hatchet. And On the Road.
Hatchet is a great... That's
you remember
a great,
Hatchet, right?
That's a great nonfiction about survivalism, yeah.
It is, it is.
Did you ever read the sequel?
No, Hatchet 2?
Well, Satchel.
Oh, Satchel. Yeah. No, I didn't read it.
Amazing.
Really? Yeah. Who wrote Hatchet again? I forget.
Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Prince, but yeah, Mickey Mouse. I think that sounds right. Anyway, so, you know, I was just... I was experimenting, doing a little bit of lesson plans. It got a little carried away, which is why I said help. You know, but every time you walk into my apartment, you know, I say, help cook. Help me cook.
Yeah.
Help me clean up
all this water on my
couch. I got a lot of water. Help. You know, so it's, I mean, every time you walk in.
All right. So I guess I was worried for no reason. I thought that you somehow got trapped by this stuffed Neanderthal man.
No, not at all. That
was
kind of totally
doing payback for the whole extinction of his species thing.
No, totally voluntary. Totally voluntary. Yeah. We're friends, actually.
Yeah. No, to be honest.
He and I are. Oh, no, go ahead, Chris.
To be honest, with all of the details that I have here, I think that it could be maybe like an issue with your sink.
Yeah,
it could have been. It could have just overflowed.
Yeah, I think you should maybe just take a look under your sink and just, you know, open up some of those cabinets that, you know, there's probably a lot of stuff in there that you that you don't use very often.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just get
in
there and just take a look at the plumbing and see maybe if there's something in there that, you know, could be leaking slowly and causing large puddles.
To be honest with you, Chris, I would love to take a look at the plumbing, but the problem is after the show, I'm going directly to the airport. I'm flying back to LAX, to Los Angeles. There's a huge teacher strike going on there. And as you know, I was not a teacher in Los Angeles. In fact, our classroom was not too far from here in New York City. It was in New Jersey, in a little town called Spring Lake. But I got to go back to Los Angeles. You know, the teachers need me there. So I'll address the plumbing later on. But for now, the strike is the most important
thing. What about
the
children in Spring Lake?
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Well, they understand that I'm out. There's a substitute teacher, Mr. Goodrich, who I filled in on, you know, the lesson plans for the day. He's continuing with the survivalism.
Well, you know what happens
that
when kids go to school and there's a substitute. You know what happens, right?
I know. Yeah, they start, you know, acting out and having sex and doing drugs in the middle of the classroom, and things get a little wild. And what was it? You said that he pulled a lot of pranks on you, or.
Yeah, there was something with a submachine gun at some point. I don't really remember
exactly.
He had a bump stop on there, I think.
I used to take Jake's chewing gum.
Right.
And switch it with mine. just right out of the package. I would just
You
take
had tried
his,
it, as I recall.
He loves green.
Yeah.
I love blue. So, yeah. And he always said, I'll never have blue. But I would take it, switch it with mine, okay? And then put mine back in his. And then next thing you know, he'd be chewing on blue, not even know.
Yeah. And I would just... Talk about a mess on the floor. I mean, I would just vomit. I can't have blue.
Yeah.
I can't have blue.
So you have a medical condition.
First of all, that's something that you and your parents told me
before you signed up for my class. You know, we have releases.
You want to hear my impression of my dad? My son can't have blue.
That's your dad?
Yeah.
Can you do him again? I'm sorry.
My son can't have blue. Wow.
I remember that. Seriously, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I remember.
I think he hits the up and down on the blue a little bit. Can I try again?
Yeah.
My son can't have blue.
Wow. Now that you say that, I'm having flashbacks to the parent-teacher conferences.
No, I remember being in the principal's office, hearing that over the speakerphone.
Yeah.
And saying, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like that.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can look, buddy, I'm sorry about what happened with the gum.
Oh, it's fine.
It's pretty funny, though.
I just want you to know that, you know, substitute teachers.
Can I show you guys
anything can happen.
Can I show you guys an impression I've been working on?
Yeah, please.
It's an impression of myself in 2007. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Can I want to close my eyes.
Okay. Yeah, he's the host of Celebrity Apprentice, right?
Wow.
Wow.
That's the impression of myself.
That hit close to home.
It hits close to home, right? And then you don't even want to hear the 2019 version.
Oh.
He's the guy with the hamburgers.
That was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Hamburgers. We're going to have a lot of, and I got about 1,000 hamburgers. Hamburgers.
Look, I've got fries. I've got burgers. I've got Wendy's.
I paid for it myself. And it's all going to be hot when Clemson comes, okay? We got a lot of hamburgers.
Jake, your Trump impression has actually gotten better since you were a student in my class.
I've been working on Sly, too, a little bit.
I beg to differ about the Trump.
I want to hear your Sly.
Do you guys see the new Rocky 8? Well, I guess you guys would call it probably Creed 2, right?
Yeah, we did.
I mean, Rocky had cancer, and he survived, and now he's, like, helping somebody else out. You know, I'm working on new Rambo, too, man. It's not, like, a Western, but he's, like, a farmer, man.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, jeez.
Damn, I respect it.
Farmer?
He's not. He lives on a farm. He's not a farmer, but how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, you really recovered there.
How you doing?
I would even go deeper.
I don't think I can.
Creed 2.
Yeah, that's it.
that's even deeper.
Oh, that's why we don't like him on the show. Yells me up. Do an impression of yourself in 2007.
Geez, I don't have that Livestrong bracelet, but I want it.
Chris?
Well, yeah, no, actually, in 2007, I was your teacher. So I would say.
Yeah.
I was thinking 1997. That's when I was a student.
Mm-hmm.
2007, I would say. Cool Livestrong bracelet.
True.
Johnny, I want that.
I would say Johnny doesn't go to school no more. Johnny don't like the books anymore. I lost it.
And I actually don't know.
I forget the lyric. I listened to it literally this morning, and I was hoping to remember it.
Mm.
But didn't. Chris, seems like you're getting nervous over there. What's going on? Are you getting restless?
Well, I got a song I wanted to jump into.
Let's talk music, man.
There's a band called Halogens from Jake and I's hometown. Of good old Wall Township, New Jersey.
Wow.
And they're called, well, I already said it, but it's Halogens. And it's made up of some real good
You
friends.
Know about Halogens because, on the periodic table.
Yeah, I do. You know, English teachers actually and chemistry teachers have a lot in common.
Yeah.
You know, we both have required textbooks.
There's an E in both of the, oh, yeah.
Is a halogen a group of gases, right?
Yes, sir. They're not the noble gases.
Oh, but okay. That's what I was thinking.
But they're one to the one row to the left. One column to the left of the, I believe.
Wow, Jake.
That's quite a noble thing for you to admit.
Yeah, I learned a little bit about chemistry and that kind of stuff kind of like throughout.
It's just not deep enough.
Have you seen Creed 2? It's that Michael B. Jordan is kind of like, a real trait. He's a real dynamo.
He definitely calls things dynamos.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the other word he uses a lot, but I can't.
Well, Halogens came out with a new single, and I'm going to put it on.
What kind of music are they, like punk or alternative?
Why don't you just hold your horses?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's literally playing.
It's called O'Gorman, and all right.
When's Happy Hour coming out?
Let me read the article, would you?
We'll be right back.
does, because when it says Crossfire, then like that's when she comes in.
Oh, okay.
Unrelated conversation.
That's unrelated content,
hey,
baby.
Mr. Greenwell, how are those cans doing?
That was a band called Hydrogen, right?
Yeah, they're called Hydrogen, and their new EP, Happy Hour.
It's called Helium Hour.
Comes out February 22nd. Really good. Little known fact. No one knows this actually in the world. This is a world premiere. The singer of that band wrote the bass line to the theme song of this show.
That's true. Wow. That is very true.
Can you believe it?
Mr. Zach Henry.
Also, while I have you here, I would like to make a shout out to my Aunt Linda, who is listening.
Hey.
Hello, Aunt Linda. I love you so much.
Did she like the bits in the beginning so far?
I don't know. I have no feedback.
Oh.
Aunt Linda. Wow. What a name.
She's really great.
Oh, wait, no.
She's a flight attendant.
Here, Chris,
terrific. This is,
I know you got a whole thing on Linda. Do it. Do the bit on Linda.
A whole bit on Linda.
You got a whole routine on Linda. Can you do it for me?
I got a little bit of a routine on Linda. First of all, Linda's a name that, you know, I never hear it unless Aunt comes before it. It's a name it's really basically become, you know, if you first of all, I don't know any Lindas except for Aunts. Aunt Linda.
It's the same joke, but it's repackaged and it sounds better the second time.
I think it sounds a little
funnier. Keep going. Sorry.
No, anyway, but Linda, most Lindas that I know, they're wonderful people.
They're aunts.
They are aunts.
Yeah. That's the third time that joke, but it's repackaged.
So have you ever remember that joke in The Office where Michael's...
Is this part of the bit?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. No.
Where Michael's like talking about, he's like, I really admire Woody Allen. And when all that stuff came out in the press about how A Bug's Life was better than Ants, he fought through it.
Can we work through that thought process too? About getting from Aunt Linda
to
Ants? The movie Ants.
Well, first of all, do you pronounce aunt?
I say aunt.
Or you say aunt. I say aunt. Because I've never heard an Aunt Linda.
Well, you were saying,
"Oh, dude, this is the best part. Do that. Do more of that."
That's the end of the bit.
You were like, saying aunt before.
I was saying aunt, wasn't I?
No, you're saying aunt.
I'm pretty sure.
And
I said
you,
aunt.
You did not strike me as an aunt.
You
sayer,
said aunt,
so
and then
I was very surprised.
No, you said
Chris said aunt.
Yeah, I've never said aunt.
I've never said aunt.
No. You said aunt, and then I followed your lead. But I say aunt if I'm talking. You know, if I'm leading a class.
I beg to differ.
Well. Agree to disagree.
Whoa.
Why don't we let Linda be the judge of that? Huh? Linda's listening.
Yeah, she's
listening.
Linda
can call in.
Yeah.
And Linda, if you're listening, call in at 718-928-9732. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know if I've ever heard you plug the number on a show that I've been on, by the way.
Oh, wow.
How does it feel?
It's almost as if you wanted to protect your audience from interacting with me because maybe you were so scarred.
Well,
from
I mean, you
experience.
Got a real tight five. I don't know how you're going to do some crowd work on these people that are calling in. I don't know what to expect out of you, man. That tight five on Aunt Linda?
That was more like a tight three. But look, that's the secret of comedy. You know, you turn a five into a three.
More of a tight three times you told the same joke.
My gut hurts. I'm laughing.
I know it does.
Turn the five into a three.
Anyway, thank you for that little known fact about Halcyon. That was really cool.
Yeah, Halcyon.
An interesting band.
Zach Henry is the lead singer. He's really
good. EP's coming out. Life on the High Streets.
How do you guys look back at your time in Hammer and Hard? Are you like, look, it was fun. I'm glad I did it. Or are you like, I wish the band stayed together?
It was fun at the time. Never would do it again.
Really?
Yeah, no, I regret pretty much the whole thing.
We had some shitty album called Outroduction.
Really? Is that what it was actually called?
Yes, sir. Chris, you want to explain why it's called Outroduction?
That's kind of a great name, actually.
Because it was our one and only album.
Do you want to know my logic behind the name of the album?
Yeah.
Intro and outro are both words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Intro is short for introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Outro is just outro only. Not it's outroduction.
It's only the opposite of intro.
Right.
It's only the opposite of an abbreviation.
Right.
So I thought it would be sick
but
to
you
make
know what,
the whole word.
But did you know what our EP, the Hammer and Hyde...
I thought it would be sick.
The Hammer and Hyde EP, before the album came out, you know that was called?
What was it called?
Nice Catch, Blanco Nino.
I thought I heard that record once before by Daddy and the Kids. Did you ever listen to that album?
Yeah, I've only listened to their EP, Mommy.
Oh, yeah.
I want someone to take me to the hospital.
You sure about that?
Hey, what is that?
Nice catch, Blanco Nino. But too bad your ass got sad.
still can't get over it.
That's where that comes from.
I still can't get over the fact that there was a song with my name in it.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Greenwald?
Yeah.
It's a pretty common...
What's your first name?
Charles.
I call you Charlie sometimes. Sometimes Carl.
Carl.
Yeah, I could have thought... I could have swore it was Carl's.
No. I mean, Carl's Greenwald. You know, that's what my former lover and ex-wife Sheila calls me, but... No, other than Sheila,
I don't think I've ever heard anyone call their ex-wife their former lover before saying ex-wife.
Well, we have an amicable relationship, and we do occasionally make love, but we are no longer married.
So she's
married.
Not a former lover. She's your lover and your ex-wife.
She was a former regular lover. Now she's more of an intermittent lover.
So when you have sex, you wear mittens?
That's right. We intermittent.
Yeah, flew right over my head.
Put each other's mittens on.
That's right.
And then you renew your vows?
No. We're not married anymore. Idea. Don't jump to conclusions about the vows.
Oh, baby, I'm a long jumper.
The vows stay out of it. So we just make love and usually bicker about things that we fought over.
Toothpaste money.
Mr. Greenwald, can you tell me about the vows between you and your ex-wife?
Sheila. Yeah.
What's her last name?
Kornheiser. So... Sheila Kornheiser and I...
Tony's sister.
She sounds beautiful.
That's right. No relation to Tony.
Oh, no, really.
Similar name, though.
Is she dating Mr. Goodrich now?
She is dating Mr. Goodrich.
Oh, damn it.
God, how did you find out about that? Did you see that message board on RateMyTeacher.com? That got out of hand fast.
Wow, I totally forgot about
RateMyTeacher.
In fact,
the RateMyTeacher board...
You mean DateMyTeacher?
No, DateMyTeacher is another site exclusively for
teachers.
That's
how she found him.
That is how she found Mr. Goodrich. Yeah. That's DateMyTeacher.
Yeah.
RateMyTeacher is where the gossip about Sheila and Mr. Goodrich got out of control.
Got it.
That's partially what led to me fleeing and absconding to Los Angeles to participate in a strike with the teachers.
Question, isn't it Rate My Professor?
This is different. This is
different.
Different.
This college, is for high school and stuff.
There is a Rate My Professor at college.
I forgot.
But there's no professors in high school. Or middle school.
But that's why I remember thinking that it was weird.
Yeah. It is a little weird.
Did you
for
guys
sure.
ever use Date My Professor?
No.
But Skate My Professor is a great site for playing ice hockey with your teacher.
I used Kate My Professor. It was just about one of my professors named Kate.
Oh, right. Just her.
Yeah, it was
she was
her.
The only one.
And
on the
I was
site.
The only one that went to the site. It was
I
all
actually,
about her.
I got hit up
so it was like Kate My Professor.
I got hit up a few times on Inflate My Professor because my teachers, you know, needed to get buff at the gym and I was trying to help them out. She teaches some exercises and stuff.
Is that like a Kickstarter page basically where you put in money and ideas and they kind of raise money and then they go to the gym and take more classes and they get more fit?
No, they need to be inflated
with
muscle.
Just get
so
inflated
I take them to the gym and show them exercises.
Oh wow. Yeah.
It's actually that's actually my idea.
It's the most hands-on of all the eight My Professor sites.
Yeah, it's my startup. It actually has funding now.
Well, actually, Donate My Professor was actually pretty good for me.
Oh.
I was actually able to help a lot of people by taking the professor out of my classroom and putting it into theirs.
That's wow.
Donate Very My selfless of you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
In fact, some colleges use Donate My Professor as like mandatory community service
of course,
in order
yeah.
to graduate.
It's a brilliant site.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
And then Don't Hate My Professor.
Mm.
Similar.
Right.
But it's kind of like it's kind of like Rate My Professor, but
it's kind of like creating
bit,
a safe space on
yeah,
like social media about teachers. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's great.
Yeah. I didn't know you were a philanthropist, really.
Oh, I don't mate these. I just go to them.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't mate my professor.
Well, mate my professor. Know. That's a different bag entirely.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Wait, My Professor, where you try and get... Don't tell me as a contestant.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a big podcast. It's hard to get on as a guest. So a lot of professors crowdsource and use Wait, My Professor to try and get momentum.
Yeah.
You need momentum.
It used to be called Wait, Don't Tell My Professor.
That's right. That's what it used to be called. But Wait, My Professor was much easier.
It's the rebrand.
People found extensive SEO research.
Well, because on
projects,
Wait, Don't Tell My Professor, they had .net.
They did.
And they wanted .com.
Exactly.
So they just changed it to Wait.
Exactly.
If you had a website and your income annually was $100,000.
Okay.
How much would you pay to go from .net to .com?
You don't need to pay much, do you?
I'm saying.
No, this
how much
is hypothetical. Theoretically.
How much would you? What is the value of a .com from the perspective of a .net?
I mean,
look,
no more
man,
than
I can't optimize my professor here, but I don't know. I guess you'd go 75K.
All right.
At most.
Fair enough.
But you could go up to 200.
What about the people that take like the Instagram handles of famous people before they're famous and then try to sell them to them? You ever seen that?
Celebrate My Professor?
Yeah, I'm talking about Celebrate My Professor.
Yeah, that's what happened with Celebrate My Professor. Mm. Again, on the opposite side of kind of like Don't Hate My Professor, but kind of a little bit to the more extreme.
Right.
What was the question again?
I don't even... I was asking about Celebrate My Professor.
Okay, yeah, it's a great site.
It's probably about time that I celebrate my professor. And Mr. Greenwald, just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, guys, I'm happy to be here. Really, you know, you've grown so much since the days of the classroom, and it's just an honor, really.
Since we've grown so much, you probably want to know our height and weight, my professor.
I will say that every single time we ask you to come, not only do you never have anything to do, but you're always here immediately.
And you're never late, my professor.
Yeah.
I'm never late, your professor. And one of the interesting things about me and my schedule is when I am not, you know, when I am not pinned against a wall with knives all around me begging for my life because an experiment and lesson planning has gone horribly wrong, I am waiting to be on
fate.
The radio show.
You can call it fate, my professor.
That's right. Exactly. Fate, my professor.
Jake, you want to talk about this killer song before I put it on?
Yeah,
Mr. Greenwald, take this away here.
Well, first of all, did you hear about this song before I did? I think you did.
I knew about it the day before because I followed them on Instagram and they were teasing
Jake's
it a little
like
bit.
Deep in the industry. He knows about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's a big killers guy. So
I initiate my professor in a lot of these type of music things.
Wow, you're like Dr. Seuss over there. Mm. It's a new year, a new man, just firing rhymes off right and left. Yeah, this is a killer song that Brandon Flowers, he released this, I guess, you know, it's a thing now that celebrities do. They take like screenshots of things that they've written on their notes in iPhone.
I'm so over that.
Yeah. It's like so annoying. Just like post a video or like write it in
Word. That might be my favorite. Whatever happened to Microsoft Word? That might be my number one reason for being alive. So you guys can... you guys can take it easy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend, but I just wanted to introduce the song appropriately. It is a killer song. It addresses a lot of different things, most notably gun violence in the United States, the criminal justice system, the Trump presidency. You know, it's interesting. It's a very political killer song. Some people said, wow, this is the most political I've ever heard the Killers. And I said to them,
fuck you.
Yeah, listen like, to Mr. have you Brightside. Ever listened to The Killers?
Yeah, have you ever listened to Mr.
They're
Mr.
a very
Brightside.
Political group.
She's taking a drag. They're getting a cab.
Right. All these things that I've done.
Amazing rhyme scheme on that one, too.
Oh, my God.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Yeah. But I guess a line that predates this immediately is run for cover. He's got a big smile. You're fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Land of the Free.
Wipe the windblown smile from across my face. It's just the old man and me washing his truck at the Sinclair station in the land of the free. His mother, Adeline's family, came on a ship, cut coal and planted a seed. Down in them drift mines of Pennsylvania, in the land of the free. Land of the free. Land in the land of the free. 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 In the land of the free.
Move on, there's nothing to see.
problem with guns.
I thought it was Land of the Creed, too.
You gotta get up, you know. The fight is all about getting up and doing it again, you know.
I can never do the Sly again, because he does it. I might have to make a soundboard. I'm not even lying. I might have to set you up with a mic.
Okay.
And have you say a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
For like 2 hours, and then I'll just put it into a soundboard.
Did you ever watch The West Wing?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind. Because I've been working on my Martin Sheen impression as well. But I just stole it from Steve.
Well, do you know my good Sly impression? The one that I can actually do well? You
I want to hear it. No, I don't know it. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
It's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you get it and keep moving forward. That's what winners!
Wow.
That's it. And then the other one.
For the first time in my life, I'm afraid, Adrian!
Which Rockies are these from? I feel like I've lost track.
For the first time in my life, I'm afraid, Adrian. I think that's Rocky...
Four?
Three or four.
Okay.
And then...
It's gotta be four.
Not about how hard you can hit.
Yeah.
It's about how hard you get it! I keep moving forward.
That's Creed.
No, that's Rocky Balboa.
Is
that number five?
Oh, okay.
That's number
six.
Six, technically.
Didn't know that.
It's not numbered, but it comes after five.
So he's made, like,
well, because Creed 1 is actually Rocky 7.
The one where, like,
Creed 2 is Rocky
there's, like,
8.
A futuristic simulation
that's
where
Balboa,
he, like,
that's
loses.
Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, I remember.
It's like Adrian kind of, we had to kill that character off after that one.
Oh, that was sad, you know.
Is Adrian gone in Creed?
Yeah.
She's resting in peace?
Paulie's gone, too.
She's gone in Rocky Balboa.
I don't remember. I saw Rocky Balboa so long ago. I saw it in theaters when it came out.
I think I did, too.
Wait, really? In Creed, is he Rocky Balboa? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
And Creed is... Apollo Creed. You know Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers? It's his son. It's his son.
Never put that together.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan is his son.
So it is actually Rocky 7.
Yeah. He calls it Rocky 7 when he's not, like, to himself, and, like, on Instagram, he'll say, like, Rocky 7.
So this movie series has 8 movies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's very insane.
Anyway, that killer song, pretty good tune. Reminds me a lot of Bruce Springsteen. Look, I get it. You want to turn this
I'm
into a Sly Stallone impression
fun,
show.
You know?
Yeah, you're a little...
I'm having a little fun.
You're doing a little...
You're feeling loose,
I
mean?
I got a real tight shirt on. I'm cruising, baby.
Cruising down the highway.
Yeah.
Windows down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that song, actually, it's interesting. The Killers, we've talked about this before. Killers are an incredible band. One of the few rock bands that not only has pretty much stayed relevant since they've emerged... in the 21st century, you can't say that about a lot of rock bands. But also, you were talking earlier, Brandon Flowers, the leader of the Killers, universally respected and beloved guy in music. And it's interesting, this is a political song, right? Came out on the heels of that last record that they did, Wonderful, Wonderful, which has
amazing
some political
record.
Tracks. Really amazing album. And interesting, this week, there was another political song that came out from an artist that not only do I love, in Austin, Texas, blues man, but I also walked by him on the streets of New York City. He was walking into my building as I was walking out. Gary Clark Jr.
GCJ.
GCJ.
Did you watch Luke Cage?
No, I
never
watched.
He was in Luke Cage.
Gary Clark Jr. was in Luke Cage.
Yeah, because there's like one of like the locations in Luke Cage is like the club in Harlem. And in the first season, they only had Jadena. He played the song at the club. But then in the second season, they had more... And there was one episode where Gary Clark Jr. was, like, doing a song from the club.
Oh, I love that.
Real sick.
Yeah, he's kind of blown up lately. He did the Come Together cover for the Justice League movie.
Oh, really?
Which I kept seeing over and over again on the YouTube Music ad. So you go to
YouTube Music. Oh my God, I subscribed to that so fast. YouTube Red.
Did you really?
Subscribed immediately.
Why?
And do you like it?
I need that media.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, why?
I needed that media, dude. All the reject shows from all the other streaming services? Oh my God, I needed those shows. Oh. Adam Pally on that one show?
What's one of them? Oh my God, Ryan Hansen does stuff or something?
Oh my God, amazing content, dude. I need that
media. Just high quality. Look, you're crapping on YouTube now, but 5 years from now, they are going to be Netflix's top competitor. Mark my words.
I needed it.
By the way, this song
is good.
I don't know if you guys like it or not. This is as angry and as like dirty as I've heard Gary Clark Jr.
He's never been
before.
Angrier, yeah. And he's also cursing like a sailor.
Like a total sailor. This video came out coupled with a really cool music video that I know you haven't watched. I would highly recommend it. I don't want to say it's This Is America-esque because This Is America was so iconic. But it's very similar the way it uses imagery and large set pieces. You know, it's filmed kind of in this like colonial house in the southern U.S.
But there was a visual with Land of the Free as well.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
No. But
I did not watch
that. That was directed by Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the Killers music video to that song? No way.
Is it a music video or is it... It's like a companion.
Oh.
They're not in it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. But well, this is Gary Clark Jr.
Regardless, good week for political anthems.
Yeah, big
anthems.
Week for protest songs.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, protest songs, like we live in an age now where they are going to pop up more, at least especially now, especially as we were like rallying behind new candidates.
They're gonna populate my professor.
We're getting to that age where you got to start thinking about your next move.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start saving for retirement. You got to start thinking about maybe some life insurance in case anything happens to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to start thinking about your family. You got to start thinking about your loved ones around you, you know?
Correct.
You know... You gotta start thinking about what you're eating, okay? Because, you know...
And think about what you ate, my professor.
Think about what you ate, my professor.
Need to find ways to motivate my professor.
Yeah.
Ways to satiate my professor.
That's right. You ever been to, hey, that's
don't
really great,
to,
my professor.
Yeah. Well, don't aggravate my professor.
Well,
yeah.
You don't want to aggravate the professor, mm-hmm. No way. But you can berate my professor
as
sometimes.
As much as you want. Hey, love or hate my professor, man.
You gotta cultivate, you know what I mean?
Gotta cultivate my professor.
My professor.
But don't salivate my professor.
That'd be a little creepy.
That'd be.
Get a little going that way.
Unless he's hungry.
Unless he's hungry.
And you show him a little food or something.
But then we get back to satiate my professor.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or maybe he would even just serve to alleviate my professor.
I mean, you know? One could only hope, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Greenwald.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to listen to your song again? Because I kind of do.
Yeah, I'm down.
Sure. And then I want to hear that
you
song.
You are my brother, you are my teacher. Mr. Greenwald, would you sit on my lap? Tell me a story of what you'll do to me. Don't spare a detail like when you taught Ulysses. Greenwald is the best teacher.
Wait a second. I'm now reading.
To tears.
Oh, wait. We got a call.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
You're on It's on Ice on Ice.
Hi, it's Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Linda.
Mr. Greenwald.
Yes, Linda.
Should we break the ice here? This is not Linda, right?
No, this is Linda.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember me, Mr. Greenwald, but I was one of your students.
Oh.
You know, Linda, you must be an aunt, right? There's only so many Lindas in the world. And
God,
and
I love this bit so much.
And they're all aunts. Aunt Linda. Go ahead. No.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, Linda, look, I have... You will be in time, mark my words. Linda... I have so many students, it's hard to remember them all.
Well, I'm the one who...
it's hard to differentiate my professor at that point, right, Linda?
No.
Okay. Linda, jog my memory. How would I know you?
I wrote the song about you.
Oh, my God, Linda.
Oh.
That was you singing?
Oh, wait.
Wait a minute. No, that was Linda, right?
Linda, is your last name Prince?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I thought it was a Prince song.
Wow.
But it is
a
Prince song.
Well, it is a Prince song. It's Linda Prince.
Linda Prince song. Wow.
Linda, you must upload that song to Compose and Create, My Professor. It's a website where students can write songs about their teachers and then post them online. That would go right to the top of the page.
I'm looking to see if you're going to sign up for Fallaciate, My Professor.
Oh.
Whoa.
You know, there's a clause.
Actually, I am reading, Mr. Greenwald, if you would let me read the lyrics to the song real quick. I misunderstood them at first, but it is "You are my
love." And
lover.
Chris, by the way, before you do this, please do not understate My Professor.
I won't.
When you're reading this.
Sorry. Yeah. "You are my lover. You are my teacher. Mr. Greenwald, would you sit on my lap? Tell me a story of what you'll do to me. Don't spare a detail, like when you taught Ulysses."
Uh-huh.
"Mr. Greenwald is the best teacher."
Huh.
Have you heard of this Linda person before? Have you guys?
No, I mean, look, you know, people write fan fiction and, you know, fantasy songs about teachers all
this
the time.
Fiction.
Well, Linda, I don't recall ever having a sexual interaction with you. In fact, I thought Linda.
Remember.
In fact, Linda, I thought you were. I thought you were having an interaction with Mr. Goodrich.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Whoa. That's a hefty accusation.
Yeah.
It is, but
I think that I also had relations with Mr. Goodrich.
Oh wow.
Wait, wow. You,
I mean, who hasn't?
Like, because I'm not on abstainfrommyprofessor.com.
Close.
Wow, you know.
I stayed away from that website.
Okay, good. Yeah, don't use that one.
And I never refrain from my professor.com.
Yeah. Yeah, don't use those either. And don't try to teach anybody and train my professor.com either.
Oh, man. There are a lot of professor.coms.
And please
out
don't
there.
Give me brain my professor.com.
I've been going on run train on my professor.com. And
that one, yeah. I actually think I've been on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the teachers, we do like that one.
But honestly, sometimes I do like to make it rain on myprofessor.com every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, if you have an interaction to write about between us, I don't remember it, so maybe you could go to pleasureandpainmyprofessor.com and you can detail our affair there.
You tried to make this whole thing disappear on David Blaine, myprofessor.com. But I'm back.
Wow. You are
stay
back.
In your lane, my professor.
I did try and cover this up, but I do want you to know I really respect and love the track. So thank you.
He's gone.
Thank you for that track.
She's gone.
I don't know if I've ever heard a song written about me until just now before. So that was really something else.
Yeah.
All right, do we need to get in the icebox?
For those listening, I will mention that Linda is 65 years old, okay? This is not anything.
Well, Mr. Greenwald, how old are you?
Look, it's very, the whole situation is very complicated, but you can read about it later.
Seriously, guys, do not complicate my professor.
You can read about it later on hardtoexplainmyprofessor.com. But I think it is time for the icebox.
That's a great Strokes website, by the way.
Also a great, yeah.
My professor.
Would you say that's your favorite Strokes song?
No.
Me neither. A buddy of mine says that it's his favorite.
Jake, how do I find the new icebox?
He's lame, my professor. It's on the I don't want to say the name out loud. It's on the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what is your favorite Strokes song? Is it Someday?
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to this later.
Life in the fridge. Bruv, that's what's going on, mate. It's cold out here, you get me?
London town.
It's
life in
new,
the fridge.
It's that new. It is that new.
Bruv, it's getting cold out here.
Have you watched the new Netflix movie Bandersnatch?
Not yet.
No.
Everyone in it has thick accents just like that.
Yeah.
Watch the Fire Festival documentary last night.
Oh, you did? That's what we wanted to talk about. All right. Wait, do you want to get into this? Because it's the Icebox time. Icebox, initiate my professor.
Yeah. All right, let's do the Icebox time.
I already used that one, I think.
You did, but it's still funny.
Thanks.
Jake, do you want to talk about this one, the Hall of Fame?
No, you wrote it down, so I'm going to let you take the... We know how the Icebox works, these days, Chris. You can't try to fool anybody thinking that I'd do anything for the Icebox.
Do you... should I explain it anymore? Or 2019, no more explaining.
Nah, read Stereogum.
Okay. Missy Elliott, Cat Stevens, and John Prine, and a bunch of other people were inducted into the 2019 Songwriters Hall of Fame. However...
I think you missed two.
Where is Thursday or... Where is Sunday or Tuesday?
Where's Sunday and Tuesday?
I mean, everyone knows that Thursday passed away in the late 80s. Yeah. Due to some serious shit. But Sunday and Tuesday. Both came out with, contenders for songs of the year last year.
Really fire tracks. And, like, maybe the production value wasn't that great, but really, if you look at the lyrics...
Yeah.
Lyrically, these things more are really tastemakers.
Even if you think about at least Sunday, how many songs are specifically created for Sunday Mass in several...
Try to go to church on a Tuesday and tell me what happens.
Yeah.
I can do a good impression of Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think at least Sunday should be in there.
I think there's a case for Tuesday, definitely.
Tuesday,
for sure.
I saw down here that they were nominated but didn't make it in.
Yeah, I can see that too. That removed YouTube video is probably the Tuesday or Sunday track.
that's what that is.
But seriously, next time for these kind of things, just Stereogum
can't take videos off like that. They got to keep on. Don't they know that that's where I get everything?
Yeah, we should reach out to him. But I'm just going to say, next year for people who are doing this Hall of Fame stuff, please nominate my professor.
Mr. Greenwald?
Mm-hmm. TheHole.com.
Have you written any songs?
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
A few. I did write many years ago. Sweet, Sweet Linda was the name of
the
track.
Watch out for the speaker.
That I wrote. I can't remember how or why I wrote it, but...
Oh, yeah. That one was in Spanish, right?
It was.
Because I remember going on TranslateMyProfessor.com to actually check out the lyrics because I didn't understand them.
Well, that was the intention, to write it and then have the traffic go to Translate My Professor. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a stake in that?
I do. I'm an angel investor in that.
That's cool. Is it London Broil ribeye mistake that he has?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Sorry, I made a mistake, my professor.
Oh, that's fine. Who's going first on the icebox? Is it you?
Well, Chris already started it.
Oh, yeah. So I'm putting the Songwriters Hall of Fame in the icebox.
In the icebox.
For not you look like you got something.
I do. I'm ready. Guns in the
house. Go. You got 4 minutes.
Yeah, all right. I'll go very quickly.
Just grab the fucking mic.
Just take the mic.
Like these rappers giving blowjobs to mic stands. It's a Kate Tempest lyric.
God damn it. That's amazing. What an incredible cover.
Oh, yeah. These guys are giving blowjobs to mic stands, huh? What's going on with these rappers?
These rappers, you know. Here's what I'm going to put in the icebox. I don't want to say it until the end, right? There's a commercial that came out a few days ago. Gillette Shaving Company released a commercial. I don't remember what the name of the commercial was called. I think it was something along the lines of Be Better, basically. Mm-hmm. And it was a compilation of men stepping in when other men were doing inappropriate things like sexually harassing women, beating up another man for no reason, insulting another man for their clothes. Basically an interesting musing on this term, quote, toxic masculinity.
Don't Demasculate My Professor.
Don't Demasculate My Professor. It's a very important website, probably the most popular of all the eight My Professors. Anyway, Gillette, I respect them for making this commercial. And so you may not agree with it. I think there's this war on men mentality that a lot of people have.
Wow, you're taking a serious icebox.
I'm going pretty serious with the icebox.
And I'm just people just need to back up.
There is no war on men. There is a war on sexual assault. I think it's a fair war. So I look, appreciate and I admire mean, what Gillette is out there trying to do. So the icebox goes to all the people who reacted negatively to the Gillette commercial.
Don't negate my professor.
Did you go to that website? You did.
I mean, look, I'm not comments. Gonna. I'm honestly not gonna sit here and debate my professor over this. But I'm gonna agree with you.
Okay.
Icebox, you fools.
Why don't you hit me with your icebox?
Don't have one. Don't need to anymore. Chris handles it.
Pitchfork put up a long form feature today on with the headline: "Independent Online Radio is the Algorithm Alternative You Need."
Of course.
Great
article.
You
know what? I was thinking about saving this for next week.
Should we save it?
I think so.
All right, we can save it.
We got like a minute left.
All right,
this is a lot. I think there's a lot. Oh, wait, I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh, yeah, you're not going
to
be here.
I'm going to be in London town.
You're going to be in London town.
What are you going to be doing in London town?
I'm going to be talking to rappers, talking to mics, like giving blowjobs.
Giving blob? Are you going to go to a grime show? While you're in London, you should probably find and go to a grime show.
I would like to.
How unbelievable would that be?
Should I just go in there and be like, I got a message for Theresa May? Should I do that? And
you sound like Giggs right now.
It's a Stormzy thing.
They would crowd surf you into the garbage can.
What, have you forgotten about Grenfell? I'd probably get beat up if I brought that up.
Yeah, I think you do run the risk.
But
there's got to be, I mean, there's so many great music venues in London. There's got to be... Got to be a place.
All right.
Well,
we got to wrap this up, Mr. Greenwald. Please, if you want to come back on the show, please do not hesitate, my professor. You're welcome anytime. You do not need to wait, my professor. You don't need to wait. Wait, don't tell my professor.
Look, this has been great, my professor. While we are hanging out together, the three of us, maybe we should go to the ice rink in Central Park and skate, my professor.
Oh yes.
I don't know if I have any.
It's reaching
left.
For one more aid.
I don't think I got
them all
any.
Covered.
All right, man. Have a good night, everybody. We appreciate it.